This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, Chris is feeling a little bit under the weather, as you'll notice when he starts talking. So we're going to try to keep his participation in this episode at the minimum. Now, when I met up with you at the International UFO Conference, you had that, was that a nebulizer or something?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry to hear that. Can you give us, briefly, though, some reactions to the event? Did you see any really interesting lectures?
No, I was too busy manning the book table that I was helping David and Jennifer run. I saw a little bit of... Who was it? I did walk in on one thing. I really wanted to see Greg Bishop, John Alexander, Erwin Strand, who was the scientist from the Hasdalen Project. I must say, it was a fairly impressive list of speakers this year. I think every year it's getting better. Of course, you had, Yvonne Smith won the Lifetime Achievement Award. I did not see her presentation.
Why would she win a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Because she's counseled abductees and contactees for so long, and I guess it was a woman's turn this year. Tom DeLong won Investigator of the Year, which a lot of people were not very happy about that. Of course, Tom DeLong is the ex-guitarist for the punky new wave band Blink-182. You know, since he's kind of put his toe into the ufological fray, he claims that there's two generals in the Air Force that are helping him expose the UFO cover-up and other things. I'm not really sure what he says they're actually doing, but I think the powers that be found their latest dupe and neophyte. He wasn't there at the conference. He sent in a video acceptance of his award, and at one point he said that, "I've read all the UFO books, so I know everything."
Stop a second. He said he read all the UFO books.
Yeah, I read all the UFO books, so I know everything. Quote, unquote. I was sitting at a table with Greg Bishop, David Weatherly, John Alexander, who else? Some pretty bright people. And we all bought it once. It was terrible. I was sitting at a table with, some pretty smart people. And we all had an involuntary synchronized guffaw, like we couldn't believe what we heard. And a bit of a titter went around the room, not big enough as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what to make of this guy. He's obviously has an immense ego. I think he's possibly attended workshops given by the likes of Stephen Greer and possibly a Stephen Bassett.
So therefore, yeah. He's a contemporary of Sean Correa.
Yeah, you could kind of say that, although bad analogy. I think there's a snowball's chance in hell. First of all, I'm surprised that two generals would even give him the time of day, let alone bring him in on some cosmic top secret information. It just absolutely is, it sounds ludicrous to me. And the fact that people are taking this guy seriously and actually awarding him for doing nothing. I mean, what has he done? He's just, made a lot of promises saying, "Well, I know what's going on, and at some point I will tell you." And it's like, it's so Greer-like. It's actually kind of scary. I'm not holding my breath, and I don't think we should all be holding our collective breaths about this guy. He obviously really is wet behind the ears, and I don't really see anything solid coming from it. Even though he was mentioned in Podesta emails and stuff, I think he's surrounded himself with a lot of true believer types that are so myopic. They've lost their sense of reality. To be true, to be honest about this subject, at least.
Unfortunately, that happens all too often. Do you think part of that is frustration, though, that, you know, we really aren't making that much progress towards understanding what UFOs are? So if someone comes out there, another person, yet another individual saying, I have the answer, that attracts people.
Well, he's not saying he has the answer. He's saying that he is in contact with people that have the answer.
And okay, he's well connected. That goes by the same thing.
There's a big difference. He's not claiming to have any answers. Okay, but the guy's got some, he's got some moxie, and he's got a little bit of cachet. I understand Jacques Vallée is writing the foreword to his new book. And Jacques Vallée is also going to be a speaker at Contact in the Desert. That's the latest rumor I've heard, which is rather disconcerting, if it's true.
Well, let me look at the last Contact in the Desert thing I've got here. I get these things. Yeah, I'm looking at the speaker schedule here. And I get these things, a couple of times a day. I'm on the list twice, I think. So let's just take a look here. Okay, rideshare, lectures, sensational lectures. Okay, let's take a look here at a hot panel debate. Oh, Stephen Greer, all right. Linda Melton Howe. David Wilcock.
Everybody's favorite lineup.
Oh, gee. Okay, so let's take a look at the speakers here. Okay. Looking at the speakers. I'm trying to look. It says spectacular lectures, but when I click on it, I just see the same two. Speaker meet and greet. Okay, so let's see what speakers we could meet and greet here. It's George Norrie, so of course everything is centered around him. I'm trying to look at one full list of all the speakers from this particular... Oh, here we go. I got a speakers list here. Okay, here's the speakers list. Let's take a look as we go here. We've got, by the way, Jim Mars, who's be joining us in a few moments, and we'll be getting up to date on all the latest conspiracy theories. Graham Hancock, George Norrie, Dr. Stephen Greer, David Wilcock. Let me go on here. Senator Mike Gravel. Just think, a former U.S. senator has nothing left of his political career, so he has to go to a UFO convention. Jim Mars will be there. Jacques Vallée, Linda Moulton Howe, Whitley Strieber, Nick Pope, Michael Sala, what a combination. David Sirita, Richard Dolan, Laura Eisenhower. I'm just giving you half of this, folks. Okay? Dr. Dream, Kathleen Martin. All right. That's enough. I can't handle anymore. I'm too overwhelmed with this list. So let me just recover, you know, as I recover.
Stick them all in a blender and you'll come up with one hell of a smoothie.
It's like they look for everybody out there who's breathing and has some, shall we say, I won't say credibility, some notoriety
in
the UFO field. And they've got them all in there.
Butts in the camp chairs, Gene. The new pews of the 21st century. Camp chairs.
Okay, well, I really can't wait. We'll have to see what happens. In any case, today on the Paracast, after nearly 7 years, by the way, we'll be featuring Jim Mars. And, of course, when it's conspiracies, and we haven't done a lot on conspiracy theories in a while, he's one of the go-to people. You know, like Ken Thomas is another go-to person when it comes to conspiracies. So this will be fascinating. And Chris is feeling, as you notice, a bit under the weather, so he'll try to just take it easy as we go on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I don't want to say that I use the three famous words with Jim Mars, get a Mac. But I did give you those words, didn't I?
That's right.
He's using Adele. But we won't hold that against him. We're just going to have a pleasant time here catching up with things with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. But first, let me remind you, we've got something special called After the Paracast. And to be able to hear that show, you've got to subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plusplus.theparacast.com. Jim Mars, it's actually been, 7 years since we first had you on the show. Do you remember us at all?
Well, actually, of course, no. A lot of water under the bridge in 7 years.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened. The world has certainly changed a lot.
No, that's not exactly right. Hey, Gene, I recognize your name, and I do vaguely recall that. And, hey, you're making a good name for yourself, okay? So you're out there.
Well, that's good to be out there. By the way, on GCN, we are among the top 7 streams.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, so somebody's listening to us, I guess. Sure. Chris actually didn't join the show till 2 weeks after your appearance.
Oh, so he missed that delight.
Well, of course, I heard it. I went back and listened to it. I was a listener, a fan of the show at the time.
How did you transfer from being a listener to a participant?
That's a good question. Somebody just asked me that recently. I don't know. I guess, you know, the listeners really liked it when I was on the show as a guest, and then they had me back on. And then I got invited to do some guest hosting, and after about 6 months, I was the only one left. So it was almost by default.
Right. No, well, you know, I've long since realized that audiences actually respond to somebody who actually is saying something.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, now that you say it. Well, I don't really hold back. I pretty much call spades spades and hearts hearts. I really have no time for a lot of the myopic true believers, sort of blinders wearing crowd out there, people that don't do their own research, that can't be bothered to really get up to speed on certain subjects, and especially in the paranormal realm and conspiracy realm and stuff. So, you know, what can you do? You know, I just tell it like it is, just like you do.
Yeah, exactly. There's just so many people that they only want to listen to something that will support their views.
Well, that's why you pick, for example, we don't want to get into politics except peripherally here. You pick the cable news network that seems to support your views, and you don't hear the other side of the story. And regardless of what you believe, I think you have to really widen your horizons. Because, you know, there are editorial decisions, and we all agree that the mainstream media, whatever it is, the mass media, they're all owned by big corporations, and they're here not to inform you. They're here to make a profit.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm to the point now to where I'll have to just admit to you that I am ashamed of my own profession, journalism. There doesn't seem to be very many journalists left in this country.
You know, this is very interesting because it takes us back to the conspiracy theories. And I think we all kind of believe the government, and most of us believe the media, and then JFK was shot. And I know for me, and I'm talking about somebody who's an old guy, and Jim, I don't know how old he is, but, you know, he's been around for a couple of years.
Probably older than you. I'm not going to date myself, but I was almost grown before there was television. Can you imagine? No television. And it wasn't like we couldn't afford a television. I mean, there was no television. I think we got our first television in about the mid-50s, 54, 55, something like that.
Well, we didn't have a TV either, to be blunt, in the 1950s. And I remember the 1950s. We didn't have a TV set. But here's the thing, and you'll see it because, in a sense, you're almost a contemporary of me. Right after the JFK shooting and we had all the TV events and everything, and basically there was nothing on television for days. And maybe a year or two later, there's this New York State Assemblyman, I guess he might have been former by then, Mark Lane, doing lectures. Wait a minute, this is not working. This rifle could not have performed these deeds. And he went into all the questions. When did you start to question it?
That very weekend, because I grew up in Texas. I had bolt-action rifles. I'd been deer hunting, and I knew full well that to fire, and you have to fire the gun, then you have to cock the bolt, eject the empty shell, throw the bolt forward to chamber a live round. Then you have to regain your sight picture, and then you can squeeze the trigger, and then it goes through that whole process again. So that very day of the assassination, they were interviewing all these people who'd been in or around DB Plaza, and the commonality of their statements was that there had been one shot, a pause, and then two shots right on top of each other, kind of a bang, bang, bang. Okay, well, that really piqued my curiosity because I knew you cannot get a bang, bang with a bolt-action rifle. You have to cock the bolt. You have to do the whole procedure I just outlined. So it's got to go bang, bang, bang. So right off the bat, and there were people talking about shots from two different directions, at least two different directions. So I thought, well, that makes sense if there were more than one person shooting. But then, of course, they came out and they said, no, it's only Lee Harvey Oswald with his old bad Italian Mannlicher rifle from World War II up in the Schubert Depository, and he managed to hit two out of three shots. And I'm just going, whoa, wait a minute. And so that got me going, but I didn't have anything to put in its place because, as you just said, back then we were just coming off of World War II, and my uncles and dad all fought in the war, and, you know, we were God's gift to freedom and democracy, and we had saved the world from the Nazis and the Japanese imperialists, and, you know, God was in his heaven, and all was right with the world. And we trusted the government, and we trusted what they said. So actually, it was not until about 1972, I think, the fall of 1972, when one of the Watergate burglars finally went before the judge and says, okay, I'm going to fess up. We were actually working for the Committee to Reelect the President, with acronym CREEP. I always loved it. Working for the CREEP. At that point, I realized Nixon had been lying through his teeth when he said he didn't know anything about all this. And that was pretty good epiphany for me because I finally realized that, wait a minute, the government, even the president of the United States has, can, and will lie to me, okay, about anything. Well, and that's when it began to kind of come together for me. By 1976, I guess, or five, I was asked to teach a course on the Kennedy assassination at the University of Texas at Arlington. And I thought, well, now it's going to be interesting because, you know, the big problem both with broadcast and with print media is you never quite have enough space or enough time to tell everything that you really know about a subject.
Let's do a break here, Jim, and we'll get back with Jim Mars and Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris is back, a little under the weather. We've got the real Jim Mars here, not the fake guy. There's no fake guy. We got the real guy here. And you were teaching a class here on the Kennedy assassination. How'd you swing that gig?
Well, they came to me, actually. I had been writing some stories that appeared in the newspaper, the Star-Telegram, that I work for. The head of the department came to me and asked me if I want to go to lunch. And during lunch, he said, have you ever thought about teaching a course on the Kennedy assassination? And I said, no. And I said, but you know what? That's kind of interesting, because if I taught a course, maybe then I would have the time to go into all of the various details and the various bits of information that I'm aware of and that has really never been told to the public. And so I just took that on. I did that for 30 years. I finally retired in 2007 after 30 years because when I started back in the 70s, there was hardly any books. There were no TV specials. There was nothing to actually present to public.
It's a whole segment of publishing.
Yeah, exactly. And now, all I've got to do is go buy a few handful of books, and you can pretty much figure out everything you need to figure out about the Kennedy assassination. And yeah, just save you from all that reading and studying and thought, I'm just going to tell you right now, this was a palace revolt. This was a coup d'etat.
Yeah. Just ask the Dulles brothers.
Yep. And right now, most people, of course, who are concerned in it are already dead. But there are a few people right around, like George Herbert Walker Bush.
I was going to ask you, Jim, about him. What about this new photograph that probably not new to you, but several months ago, somebody produced a photograph. I saw it online. It seemed legit. And it appears to show Poppy Bush standing on the stair of the book depository. And then there's another photograph of a crowd shot, and it looks like a teenage George W. Bush standing.
That's,
That's true. And interestingly enough, I don't know about George W., but I know that the senior Bush, along with Richard Nixon, were two of the people that were interrogated by the FBI and could not really remember where they were when Kennedy was shot, which, of course, is pretty amazing because that's Kennedy assassination is one of those defining moments where...
Oh, I even remember where I was, and I was five.
You know, oh, yeah, I remember where I was.
Well, that's one way to have plausible deniability. I don't remember where I was, therefore I know nothing about it. By the way, let me just drop this in talking about Palace Coup. We all are familiar with, I guess, someone who did work with Nixon, Roger Stone, who's currently a friend of President Trump. He says it was Johnson who did it.
Yep.
Obviously for the connection of being the person who benefits most from the death of Kennedy.
Right, but that's drawing assumptions. He benefited so much, he must have been involved. Let me put it this way. In a court of law, there is a category known as accessory after the fact, okay? If you murder somebody, hand me the pistol to hide, and I drive you away, I didn't kill anybody. But unless I go to the cops and turn you in, I'm an accessory after the fact. And I know in Texas, we've actually executed people who the record of the crime shows did not kill anybody, but they were participated. They were an accessory. And we execute them because under our legal system, if you're an accessory, you're considered just as guilty as the person who pulled the trigger. So under that legal criteria, I can tell you without any fear of contradiction that the two people who can stand guilty in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy are Lyndon B. Johnson and his next door neighbor and old buddy, J. Edgar Hoover, who was the FBI at the time. And the FBI, now, why can I prove that those two men orchestrated or authorized the assassination? No. But what I can prove, beyond any reasonable shadow of a doubt, is that both those men took steps to block and blunt any meaningful, truthful investigation into the assassination. This is what makes them accessories after the fact, and they are guilty under our legal standards. So there you go. And both of those men profited handsomely from the assassination. Johnson was about to be sent to jail because of some of his corrupt dealings, okay? Well, of course, once the shots are fired, Kennedy's dead, and he becomes president, everybody backed off, all right? And he continued to be president.
Let's just pursue that for a second before we go to Hoover. All right. We've heard of him being a wheeler dealer, but where was the evidence that would create the situation of a crime there that he could be charged with?
Well, because Cliff Carter, his chief assistant, goes to, here's just one incident, goes to John Connally and collected the clothes he was wearing, okay? Bloodied, bullet holes in it, everything else. And yet, when that was turned over to the Warren Commission, that suit had been cleaned and pressed and essentially destroyed as forensic evidence in the crime. So that's just one. The other thing is that Kennedy's limousine, in fact, they're at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. Secret Service agents were scrubbing down the car, replacing windows, and then Johnson ordered that the whole car be sent and be rebuilt. Okay, and this was all long before any investigators could look at the car and determine, you know, where bullet marks were, or trajectories and everything else. This is clear destruction of evidence. In fact, both Hoover and Johnson can be demonstrated to have practiced these crimes. Destruction of evidence, suppression of evidence, alteration of evidence, suppression of evidence, and intimidation of witnesses.
We understand what's going on there. But the implication, what you said, is before this happened, had this not taken place, Johnson could have been charged with a crime for other things.
Yes. In fact, I talked with a man who worked for Life magazine, and the week after that November when the assassination happened, Life magazine was all set to run a big story exposing Johnson and some of his corrupt dealings. And, of course, once the assassination happened, the guy said they scratched all that and ran with the assassination.
Well, that was one way to stop the inquiry. Okay, what about J. Edgar Hoover?
Well, J. Edgar Hoover, of course, over and above of flitting around in his tutu, you know, was so susceptible to blackmail through the mafia and everybody else because they knew about his homosexuality. They knew about his gambling. He knew about the payoffs he had and his connections with the mafia. Keep in mind that J. Edgar Hoover through the 50s and early 60s had publicly maintained there was no such thing as organized crime. The mafia didn't exist, okay? And so yet the reason that we all became aware of that was Attorney General Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy's brother, who he appointed Attorney General, and he brought Joe Valachi to Washington, who spilled his guts and began to talk and tell everybody about the makeup of the mafia and where they were, what they were doing, and everything else. And that's when we first became aware of the mafia. And I want to tell you, I was aware because I was already on a degree plan for journalism, and I was keeping up with the news. But most people, let me put this in context. In 1963, most people, and certainly down here in Texas, had never heard of the mafia. We didn't even know it existed, okay? And there were never any stories about it or anything else. And most people did not know about the CIA. It was a secret organization. And I was aware of it because, again, as a journalist, I was studying and reading and delving into stuff. But most of the guy on the street really didn't even know the CIA existed. And this was this explains how they were able to move through organized crime and the CIA and other alphabet agencies and get things done. And most people had no clue that it was going on.
You know, there's always been a rumor here about the CIA doing drug-related stuff with organized crime.
Yeah.
And I'll tell our listeners, by the way, because the principal figure is no longer alive, that a relative of mine got caught up in a sting involving, he said, someone from the CIA and some organized crime people, one of whom was a lawyer who lived in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And this goes back to the 1970s. So there's something going on there. I'll tell you more about it in a moment. We've got Jim Mars talking about the Kennedy assassination. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so let me give you the revelation. The relative was on the show as a expert on collectibles on the Paracast back in the days of our original co-host. And he was charged with conspiracy in the 1970s. In relationship to one of these efforts somewhere in Suffolk County, New York, where they were charged with trying to use this plane to bring in drugs. And he said there was a CIA dude who was part of the team and never admitted it was drug-related at the time. I think later on he finally did. And I remember meeting a lawyer at the time who was the classic mafia lawyer who lived in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. I mean, if you look at the movies and you imagine one of these people, he was a made lawyer. He was like the quintessential made lawyer. So that's what I know about it. All right. Wow. Something happened to a relative. But let's get back on with J. Edgar Hoover and doing stuff and the inquiry by Robert Kennedy into the mafia.
Well, let me add to what you just said that I could cite you a half dozen or more stories of people who've been set up and who have been charged with crime, sometimes sent to prison. I know I worked on a case with a fellow here in Texas who sold airplanes. And the DEA came to him and said, we think some of these planes are being used for smuggling drugs. Can we, you know, keep tabs on them and you can give us registration numbers and things like that? He, being a good patriotic American, he said, yeah, okay. So over the next few years, he was selling and trading airplanes, sometimes to probably known drug dealers because he was told to by the DEA. Well, then there was a crunch. They wanted some arrest. They wanted something to do. So they turn around and charge this guy as being a drug trafficker. And he hired a very hotshot lawyer out of West Texas who came to Dallas, and he got in touch with me, and I was telling him all about what I knew about the drug running in the MENA, Arkansas, and you know, the CIA and the et cetera. And he's getting fired up. He said, oh, yeah, this guy got set up. And then all of a sudden, though, he realized that he was up against the federal government of the United States, and he just backed off, told me to go away, and ended up pleading the guy guilty. And this guy goes to prison as being a big drug smuggling kingpin, although they never found any drugs on him, and they never found any drug money. Can you imagine that?
Quick question here. So Kennedy is investigating the mafia as the attorney general. And obviously we know that J. Edgar Hoover doesn't want that to happen. Wouldn't the easier solution would have been to quietly poison RFK? Or would that have exacerbated the situation because then his brother, the president, would figure out what's going on?
That's exactly what it was. In fact, there was a quote. I think it might have been one of the mafia chieftains, Carlos Marcello. You know, they said, they asked him the same thing. He said, why don't you just get rid of Bobby? He said, well, when you cut off the tail of the dog, the head can still bite you.
Or just throw him in a 50-gallon drum like it did Johnny Marcello.
Well, the Kennedy assassination came about not because of any one particular cause. It was a culmination of all kinds of things that was going on. First of all, he's got the mafia mad at him and in a self-defense mode, because they were trying to break the back of the mafia in this country, and they came very close to doing it. So they're in the self-defense mode. CIA, he told the New York Times he was going to splinter it into 1,000 pieces and cast it to the winds. So he's going to do away with the CIA. So they're in a self-defense mode. The military was really mad at him because when he first took office, they wanted to nuke Laos, and he said, no, we're not going to do that. And then they wanted to launch another Bay of Pigs invasion. He said, no, we're not going to do that. And then he, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, he actually negotiated a deal with Khrushchev. And the deal was basically, if you'll pull your offensive missiles out of Cuba, we will pull our offensive missiles out of Turkey and other NATO countries that are ringing the Soviet Union. And so that was agreed upon. The problem was that agreement, a lot of that was secret. All the public knew was that Kennedy had drawn a line in the ocean, so to speak, and that told them not to cross that or we'll take measures. And they did. They stopped and turned around and went back. And he was hailed as the great hero because he had stopped the Soviet Union. But actually, it was just a deal. But the deal was not known to the lower echelons for a long time. And that's why right after the assassination, there was a very obvious attempt to try to blame the assassination on Castro. And they continued to do that for a number of years. And they had some vaguely tenuous connections, such as Oswald's trip to Mexico City, and he tried to go to the Cuban embassy, and blah, 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 blah. But there was never anything really to that, because it was a domestic operation.
And also, I think it's telling that the first thing Johnson did upon getting the White House was sign a huge deal with Bell Helicopter, which went on to further pour gasoline on the Vietnam War. And Kennedy wasn't willing to sign that big contract with Bell for all those Huey helicopters for the for the emerging concept of air cavalry.
That's exactly right, and it would even got more expanded than that. Johnson was representing Texas, and Texas, we had all these defense industries here. We had LTV, Ling Temco Vault, we had Texas Instruments, we had Bell Helicopter, we had General Dynamics, we had the SAC base there in Fort Worth, all like that. And then, of course, the Brown and Root, George Brown, had put Johnson into office back in the 40s because they had started work on a dam in South Texas and then not gotten fully federal funded, and they were out of their own pocket by about $12 million, and the congressman who had pushed that through for them suddenly died of a heart attack or died. They managed to get Johnson in there with the whole idea of renewing the contract and saving them their $12 million, which he did. Okay, so then he goes on. You mentioned Vietnam. In Vietnam, the Cam Ranh Bay, the big seaport there that Brown and Root almost exclusively built, a lot of money flowing. And a lot of money flowing in the war industry. And, this is why. And Kennedy, I think, would have shut that down. He was famous for saying about the Vietnamese that it's their war and they're either going to win it or lose it. And there's no doubt in my mind that John Kennedy would never have allowed the introduction of ground combat troops in Vietnam. He did increase some of the advisors over there. But then in early November 1963, right before he was assassinated, he ordered that 1,000 military advisors be withdrawn and began to withdraw our people from Vietnam. And he said he thought that we could all be out by the end of 1965.
Yeah.
But we never got to experience that because as soon as he was... Now, here's another interesting tidbit. You guys are going to love this. this pullout. And he says, make no formal announcement, but begin the withdrawal with 1,000 military people from Vietnam. That was issued on early November. I want to say November the 11th of 63. And then, of course, on Friday, November the 22nd, he's murdered in Dallas.
Well, less than 2 weeks later.
Yeah. And on Monday, following the Friday assassination, Johnson issues a National Security Action Memorandum 273, which reverses this pullout order. It says, do not drop any troops lower than the time of the Diem brothers, which was at the 1st of November. And then he began to lay out plans for expanding the war to Laos, Cambodia, and also mentioned plausible deniability. You know, we might want to deny that we're really doing all of this. And that's what really put us on the Vietnam War course.
Yeah.
What's really fascinating is that from the Johnson Library in Austin, I got a copy of the rough draft of Johnson's Memorandum 273, and it was written on November the 21st, the day before.
Whoa.
So see, they were already shifting stuff. They knew he wasn't going to come back from Texas.
That's a smoking sharpshooter's rifle.
Yeah.
Well, and another thing, too, is you mentioned Brown and Root. Of course, the same name crops up for the Gulf War. Here we have, you know, Desert Storm or Operation Iraqi Liberation, which I think was the initial name for W's foray into the $3 trillion foray into the Middle East. Of course, the acronym OIL wasn't immediately identified, and when it was, they changed it to Operation Iraqi Freedom. But
yeah,
KBR made how many billions of dollars off of the Gulf War? I forget the number. It's
real high.
Yeah, it's up around $500 billion.
I find that Brown and Root has now been rolled into, and it's now part of Halliburton.
Yeah, or KBR.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Dick Cheney, of course, you know, was the architect of all that. But here we are talking politics.
We'll have more of this excitement on the other side with Gene Chris and Jim Mars. You're in
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.